The Osgood Files, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit autoowners.com. This is Dave Ross. Tonight, we hear what the president will do next in Afghanistan. But judging from what his ambassador to Afghanistan told a group of university students over the weekend, their country doesn't deserve us.
I must tell you that I find occasional comments from some of your leaders hurtful and inappropriate.
More after this from Charlie. Over the weekend, U.S. Ambassador to Afghanistan Carl Eikenberry gave a speech in Herat where he unloaded on an ungrateful Afghan government.
When we hear ourselves being called occupiers and worse, and our generous aid programs are being dismissed as totally ineffective and the source of all corruption, our pride is offended and we begin to lose our inspiration to carry on.
And keep in mind, Ambassador Eikenberry used to be the military commander there. Remember those leaked cables he sent to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton? He's been complaining about President Karzai for at least 2 years now, and he was especially stung by Karzai's recent statement comparing U.S. forces to occupiers.
When they hear themselves compared with occupiers, told that they are only here to advance their own narrow interest and likened to the brutal enemies of the Afghan people, my people in turn, they're filled with confusion and they grow weary of our effort here.
He's right. Americans have made it clear the feeling is mutual. 64% are ready to bring the soldiers home. They're tired of paying $2 billion a week. That's a week to save a country that doesn't sound like it's all that into us anymore. Interesting, don't you think, that the president would give his ambassador the green light to say these things on the eve of his big troop announcement? Could it be the president is thinking that if you don't appreciate us, we'll just pick up our army and come home? Tune in tonight. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Wednesday, June 22nd, 2011.